News.
It's 11 degrees and raining at 3 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Megan Pounder. The OPP are warning that recent warmer weather means ice on waterways is deteriorating. Provincial police say they've called every year about vehicles such as snowmobiles, passenger vehicles, and ATVs that have broken through the ice. They're warning that ice safety and weight-bearing properties of ice can be affected by many factors, including thickness, currents, age of the ice, pressure cracks, snow cover, and weather changes. They say ice conditions can change dramatically from lake to lake and from bay to bay. New Democrat MPP Peter Tubbins is introducing a private member's bill that would allow parents who have lost a child to have up to 52 weeks of leave from work. Under the Employment Standards Act, parents are entitled up to 37 weeks of unpaid leave from work to care for a critically ill child, but only an additional 10 days if the child dies. Megan Ferris-Miles, whose 3-year-old son died a year ago, is also an employment lawyer and says the bill makes sense from all sides.
It's much better from the employer's perspective, I think, to give you the time to be able to heal so that you can come back and function at a higher level. It's not really to anyone's benefit to have somebody come back when, I wasn't sleeping, I wasn't eating.
Labor Minister Kevin Flynn says he would support the bill. Labor groups and some restaurant owners say the Ontario Human Rights Commission's recent report on sexualized dress codes is not entirely in touch with the realities of life in the industry. They agree with the commission's assertion that restaurants and bars should never force female staff to wear skimpy clothing as part of a work uniform. But they argue that speaking up against such dress codes, as politicians suggest, wouldn't bring about the change the commission is hoping for. Instead, they say the woman in question is likely to wind up having her hours reduced or losing her job altogether. Some also say they worry the report sends a message that revealing clothes are shameful and stigmatizes those who do choose to wear them. They say the ideal situation is one in which male and female restaurant staff have an equal choice to wear whatever they want. Officials say they've broken up a so-called smuggling operation that was moving tobacco along the frozen shore of the St. Lawrence River on snowmobiles. The Cornwall Regional Task Force says officers spotted 5 snowmobiles pulling snowtub sleds on March 2nd. They watched as the contents of the sleds were loaded into a cube van near Fraser Point, Quebec. Task Force officers intercepted the snowmobile riders, while Quebec Provincial Police stopped the van and seized almost 3,000 kilograms of fine-cut tobacco. A 23-year-old man from Valleyfield, Quebec, and a 32-year-old man from Lays-Cotex, Quebec, were arrested and are facing charges under the Excise Act. They're also facing charges under the Provincial Tobacco Tax Act in Quebec for being in possession of unmarked cigarettes. The Cornwall Regional Task Force is a joint forces partnership that includes the RCMP, Ontario Provincial Police, Canada Border Services Agency, and the Ontario Ministry of Finance. That's QNET News on 91X to 303. In sports, Edmonton Oilers defenseman Darnell Nurse has been suspended for 3 games for acting as the aggressor in an altercation with San Jose Sharks defenseman Roman Polak on Tuesday. The incident occurred when Nurse grabbed the unsuspecting Sharks defenseman and started throwing punches. Polak did not drop his gloves or throw a punch back. Nurse will forfeit just under $14,000 in salary. Since he has no previous history of discipline, he will be eligible to return Wednesday against St. Louis. The Toronto Raptors continue a 7-game homestead tonight when they welcome the Atlanta Hawks to the Air Canada Centre. The Raptors are coming off an ugly 104-99 win over Brooklyn on Tuesday. The Hawks come to Toronto with wins in 5 of their last 6 games. Chris Bosch says he no longer is dealing with any active blood clots and remains hopeful that he can return to the Miami Heat at some point this season. The 11-time All-Star made those remarks in a statement released today. Bosch has been sidelined since the All-Star break after being diagnosed with a blood clot in his left leg. Alberta's Kevin Cooey and Brad Gushue of Newfoundland and Labrador have joined Northern Ontario's Brad Jacobs in the playoff mix at the Tim Hortons Briar. Gushue came through with a hit on his final throw to edge BC's Jim Cotter 8-7, while Cooey dumped Simmons 8-3 in today's early action in Ottawa. Manitoba's Mike McEwen is the heavy favorite to earn the final playoff berth. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. Tonight will be mostly cloudy with a low of 0. Tomorrow morning is mainly sunny with a high of 10. At 3:05, it's 11 degrees. QNET News, on the air at on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Megan Pounder, News on 91X next at 4 o'clock.